As we enter into a time of prayer, I want to point out we have two prayer quilts this morning. And so after the service is over and you're leaving, I invite you to the table where there you'll see both quilts there. There's threads there. Tie knots. Say a prayer while you're doing that, letting them know that you're thinking of them and sharing your prayers with them. And then you can sign the card so that they know the names of those who are also sharing their prayers. Join me as we enter a time of prayer. Sustainer God, today we remember and pay tribute to the men and women who died in the defense of our nation. From the days of the revolution to recent days in Iraq and Afghanistan, they paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we hold so dear. In the Gospel of John, we hear, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." It is only by your grace and the love they have for you and this nation that gave them the strength to lay down their lives. We also remember the family members of those heroes. They too suffer a great and painful sacrifice. Give them the blessings of your consolation and peace. May you ease their sadness as they continue on the road to serenity and hope. Guide the leaders of this world to move toward peace so that no others have to sacrifice their lives to uphold freedom. May their actions reflect your Son's words. We live in a broken world. To those who are struggling with pain, physical, emotional, mental, financial, spiritual, may your loving embrace surround them and may they find healing in your love and the love of those around them. And now, as we enter a time of silent prayer, we offer up our unspoken petitions. Now let us join our voices as one as we share the prayer that Christ taught the disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Good morning. Today's scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick, or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Safety first. My name is Greg Geis, and in the interest of full disclosure, I am a United Methodist certified lay servant, not ordained. According to our Book of Discipline, lay members of the United Methodist Church are, by history and calling, active advocates of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every lay person is called to be missional. The Methodist Book of Discipline describes the ministry of the laity in their daily lives as being Christ-like examples of everyday living and sharing their own faith experiences. Lay servants are individuals that are not ordained, but have received special training from the church. Lay service is a tradition dating back to John Wesley. We talked about that a little bit this morning. He approved individuals who were not ordained to lead worship in different meeting places because there weren't enough ordained people to spread the gospel. Christ, mission, faith. Please pray with me, Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. When will we see you? Regarding Matthew 25, 31 to 46, John Wesley wrote, indeed, not many descriptions in the sacred writings themselves seem to equal this. Methinks we can hardly read it without imagining ourselves before the awful tribunal it describes. Imagining myself in front of that tribunal, I can only think of TV depictions of interrogations and cross-examinations, you know the kind. In a dream, and I think I can do this with this crowd, I think of one of my favorites, Perry Mason, asking questions hard and fast in front of the judge, and I'm withering under the pressure. There are sheep to the right, goats to the left, eternal fire, and I mercifully wake up. At times, this presidential election season has also seemed like a bad dream. But I find solace knowing that God is in charge. American presidents still place their hand on at least one verse of their choosing as they are sworn to uphold the Constitution. If you've ever seen the American Patriot's Bible, and if you haven't, I have one with me, on the cover, the Word of God and the shaping of America on the cover. You may know it includes notes and stories of the Bible's influence on America, including the verses each president selected for their inauguration. Now, assuming our presidents chose verses of particular significance to them, consider which ones are noteworthy to you. I concluded Jesus' words in Matthew 25 are significant to me and a way to measure my life. Through God's words, I am shaped through faith as they influence my decisions to do good deeds. and help me grow in my relationship to God. This is good. It appears I'm drifting from judgment to deeds. Again, what would John Wesley say? His notes on today's scripture reading may indicate there is more than judgment to consider, as he highlights the following. Works of outward mercy that suppose faith and love, accompanied with works of spiritual mercy. He reminds us to do good to all men. Doing good. Things that are morally right, righteous, or virtuous is a pretty broad statement. Our acts should indicate how we love God and live out our faith. Getting beyond the great tribunal thing lurking in the background is difficult. But there is that question to consider. When did we see you? Using my mind with the quickness and agility of a turtle, I consider my own rap sheet. However, my brain operates like a pinball machine, with thoughts bouncing from here to there, which some of you may have experienced here before. It took me a while to get things in order, just ask my wife, but I eventually found the path with critical milestones that got me to this point. Becoming a Sunday school teacher was important because it began my involvement in the church. No longer was I sipping coffee on the sidelines. Fortunately, I was able to help in a class suitable for my own mental prowess. Yes, I'm referring to the preschoolers. Lord, I thought I was seeing you. Then, a drama invitation came a few years later. Really? Are you sure I'm the right guy for that ministry? I got nervous just talking in front of the preschool kids. I had to take Dale Carnegie to prepare for that experience. That began a different type of involvement in some worship services. And it made me think of scriptures and messages in a very different way. Lord, I thought I was experiencing you. This is where the announcer says, wait, there's more, because you've won a some expenses paid mission trip to a place of someone else's choosing. These weren't on the menu, to my knowledge, while I was growing up in Gettysburg. So what possessed a lumpy, middle-aged guy with no particular set of skills to take that first plunge many moons ago? Maybe it was my daughter's decision to join our 2002 Appalachian Service Project mission. Or perhaps it was finally answering God's call, living God's word, as that year's theme suggested. In either case, let's see how it relates to the question, when did I see you? Yes, Lord, I'm going with an open mind, but I may have some questions along the way. No, I don't know what I'm doing. I really am new here. And this is my first time doing this sort of thing. Is that a skills test we need to complete? These guys are good. Start with a test to see if we're fit for this work. Next thing you know, we'll be doing spiritual gifts inventories. What if I get zeros on both inventories? Oh. Everyone passes. Okay, you want me to be a leader? Since when have I been acting like an adult? I understand they accept individuals over 25, if they indicate they have some reasonable level of maturity and concluded, I can be a co-leader. How do they define reasonable level? Okay, we'll proceed at my risk. Work gloves, work pants, work shoes, tools. This isn't going to be a week of vacation, is it? Bring a sleeping bag. We're not staying in a hotel, are we? Tense? Yes, I'm becoming a little tense. We haven't even left yet. At least I understand the sleeping bag requirement. Do I need anything else? They'll let me know. How about they let me know about the bathroom and shower facilities? Yes, I understand it is a need-to-know basis, and I need to know. There will be more information later, but it may be a surprise. I'm cutting my hair really short in formal protest. No worries, only protesting having to create a hair masterpiece on the trip. Does that bring to light anything for you right now, huh? Enough preparation. Let's go make homes warmer, safer, and drier. What are the teams? It should be interesting to see who draws the short straw and gets me as an adult leader. The envelopes, please. Hey, I get somebody with skills to work with and the opportunity to work with my daughter. Thank you, God. Are we there yet? This place really looks remote. Where are the bathrooms? It is very hot and humid. What is our assignment? Will we be using power tools? Yes! And we supply the power. These shovels and picks seem really small. Are we gardening? Well, that is a first for me. We're digging holes under a house with tiny shovels. That may not overwhelm my particular set of skills after all. Thank you, God. There are sounds coming from under the house. Some of our team members are under there. Wait, it sounds like singing. Hey, you all sound happy. Was Mary Poppins here with a spoonful of sugar and I missed out? Don't forget to save room for ice cream. The ice cream place is small for a big group. Go in shifts, good idea. Do you have enough for us to come back every day? Thank you, God. Either UFO sightings are real, or there is a game of ultimate flying disc going on. Ultimate frisbee to some of you. You kids run really fast and jump really high. I'll lumber around and try not to fall. Why am I doing this after a long day of work? Is that a bat? Don't try this at home. Fireworks! Big fireworks, little fireworks. Please be careful with those things. There is a nearby tent full of explosives. Can those things be aimed in the opposite direction? One landed on the roof. It is easier getting away from phone calls than meetings. We'll start with God moments. Did anyone see God today? Greeting families, helping families, playing with kids, free-range pets, burning bushes. Just kidding. Moving on, this is what we did. This is what we need. This is when we give you our project books and go eat. Are there any issues? No? Let's eat. Oh, I'm sorry. Someone has a comment? about the food. Our last meal consisted of tomato soup, grilled cheese sandwiches, fruit, etc. Yes, sir, it was good eating. You take the sandwich, dip it in the soup, and take a bite, chew, and swallow. Oh, wait, you're concerned about the protein? The cheese, yes, thank you, Steve. Now we can eat. The showers are where? They're in the parking lot. Is someone directing traffic around those showers? Which knob is for the hot water? That mountain spring water is really cold. Can't the sun heat all of the water? It has been beating down on the mountain for an entire day. Wait, volunteers are needed for daily morning devotions? Sorry, I don't do devotions yet. Okay, team, I want to give this devotion thing a whirl. Are you with me? Your assistance will be greatly appreciated. Don't worry. We have the handy-dandy ASP themes to use. Answering God's call, living in God's word. Handprints in Appalachia, building on the rock. From our hearts, through our lives. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Not by force or by the strength, but by my spirit. Putting faith forward. Picnic fun and fellowship with volunteers and local families. Culture nights with local artists, musicians, and storytellers. Trips to the local dollar store. No trips to the hospital, please. My first mission took me out of my comfort zone and helped me experience God in very different ways than my other experiences had. Each one has grown and shaped me. How? God wants some of my time. If time is money, is giving my time to God as important as giving my money to Him? People may have varying degrees of money, but we all have the same amount of time. God is active and involved in my life. If God could have created inanimate objects and been done, then why did He create a living world? Is it because He wants to be interacting with each of us and us with each other? Positive involvement with others through faith is God interacting in our lives. God created us in His image. If God created us to be like Him, is it hard to believe that doing for others is the same as doing for Him? True sympathy for the poor is best understood by knowing them. Did you catch the interesting flip side to Matthew? In Matthew, the flip side to what I do for others, I also do for Jesus, is what I didn't do for others, I didn't do for Jesus. This, to me, is the humbling part of our scripture reading. What I didn't do for others, I didn't do for the Son of God, who sacrificed Himself for my sins. When did I see you? How did I not see you? A few weeks ago, I was in a Panera Bread and walked right by a friend without seeing them. Brain focused, locked on target, oblivious to the details, I marched straight to a table. Retracing my steps toward the counter, I hear what sounds like my name being called. Looking to my left, I see the person sitting there, and we were able to talk for a few minutes. How often are we so focused on our own lives that we are unable to see those in need right around us? When do we see you? It is possible for us not to see what is right beside us. During one mission trip, the son of a friend asked me where I was at that moment. I was sitting right beside him. I looked around and decided that we'd better try to find me. We were both relieved to find that I was actually sitting right there. Jesus' parable of the talents is a story about using our gifts to be productive, and the Sermon on the Mount indicates letting our light shine to the glory of God so that others may see His glory. I experienced God through mission and was transformed in service by those I served and those who served with me. Because what we do for others through faith, we also do for Jesus. Each trip prepares me to serve God. When did we see you? Realizing that this may be the wrong question to ask, I considered a different question. When can we see you again? Hopefully, God doesn't need to wear a safety vest for us to see Him. Join me or someone else in mission, and you will see Him. Amen.